Kelsey, you're here at the Emerald Awards tonight, and you've won in the youth category. What is the project that you were nominated for?
The project that I was nominated for was my work in oil sands remediation research. So basically, I developed a method that was a novel method for tailing pond remediation.
Now, this is something I could understand if you were already a scientist and working in industry, but you started this project when you were 15 years old. What on earth got you interested at 15 years old in oil sands tailings remediation?
I've grown up in Alberta. I've lived here my entire life. So the oil sands and that industry is a big part of everyday life in Alberta. It really drives lots of social aspects of the province as well as economic aspects. So you're hearing about it a lot. And one of the big things that you do hear is all these environmental concerns that people have with it. And one of those largest ones is the tailing ponds. So, I said they're not looking past some of the environmental things that they think are attributed with oil sands. So they're not giving it a chance. So I really wanted to set out to change some of those perceptions. And the way I did it was by developing a method to target one of their largest environmental concerns, which is the tailing ponds.
And how did you do that at 15 years old?
Well, a lot of determination, definitely. But my research all started around kind of a really simple thing, and it's just being curious. So what happened for me was I saw dandelions. And I saw one in particular growing through the asphalt in the alley behind my house. And it really led me to think, well, what allows dandelions to really grow everywhere? And so I did a lot of research, and I found that it's actually a fungi that allows that and enables them to grow almost anywhere. Back then, when I was 15, my research started out with extracting this fungi from dandelion roots and applying it to soybean plants so that you could then apply a method of phytoremediation, so plant-based remediation in the tailing ponds. And from there, it went into developing a method that ended up being oyster mushrooms, so using the fungi on its own.
Now, did you solicit any help from any of the companies?
I did, because it's something you can't do on your own. As a 15-year-old kid, where am I going to get tailings material? So I actually approached Alberta Innovates, and they connected me with Syncrude as well. So it's really both of those organizations were able to provide me the support that I needed, the information that I needed, because I didn't want to rely on the facts that you hear in the media and stuff like that. I wanted real facts. I wanted to know what was really going on. And they were great with that, providing all the tailings and providing me all the support I needed and the necessary equipment and things like that to do the analysis. I worked out of a basement lab I created in my basement, but it was beyond that. I really needed that support, and they provided it to me.
What did your parents think about having mushrooms and tailings stuff in your basement?
I've always been really passionate about the sciences and just really interested in everything. So it's something that got used to even when I was a lot younger. So always I wanted to do a science project. I wanted to be growing plants and lots of different bacteria and things like that. And they always put up with it. They were really supportive that way. But in terms of the tailings work, I think my mom always says she was thrilled. I started working in a lab when I was in grade 9 before I started this project, and she said, finally, I'm getting it out of my kitchen. I'm not going to have something growing on my windowsill at Christmas dinner. And then I got back into the oil sands, and obviously it wasn't so much my parents. It was in the basement, so they don't live down there, but the biggest opposition I got, I guess, was my older brother. His room's in the basement, so he didn't appreciate the smell. It's not the greatest smell. You can think of like mildewy mushroom smell mixed with hydrocarbons, so not the best, but they were definitely supportive and willing to help me in whatever way to accomplish that.
Now, you put a lot of effort into it and you got a lot of help. What were the results?
The results have been amazing. In terms of the actual research, I was able to create a method that I feel has a lot of promise. It's novel. It's something that hasn't been done before. So basically, it's able to treat both major components of the tailings, and that's the tailings water and the mature fine tailings, or the more solid type of the tailings. And it can treat them both in the exact same way. And it can also treat a variety of the constituents of concern, whether it be naphthenic acids or hydrocarbons, mending pHs, things like that. It can do all of that at the same time in the same way too. And on top of that, it was able to do it in 3 weeks. So it's kind of crazy. And, you know, it's goes beyond that. It's an environmentally friendly way to combat an environmental problem, because I'm not using any extra mechanical means. I'm not using chemicals. I'm using a process that is 100% natural.
Are you continuing this work now that you're at university?
It's something that I definitely plan to continue and pursue in the future. Right now, obviously, I've been in my first year of university, so there's a lot of adjusting there, but I plan to continue very soon and get right back where I left off.
Now, I understand with the Emerald Award, this isn't the only award that you've learned about today. What's the second award?
Actually, yeah, it's been a crazy day. June 6, 2013, like I said, will be a day I'll remember for the rest of my life. But actually, this morning, I was named one of Canada's top 20 under 20 for my research.
Definitely someone for us to watch out for in the future. Thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you. It was very nice speaking with you.